Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. Simbongo uNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama likaJesu. Our scripture reading suku Mark chapter 10 verse 43 to 45 naku Isaiah chapter 49 verse 3 no verse 6 wakhona. Manje ifundeka kanje, not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great amongst you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be a slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give and ransom for many. Manje, ku Isaiah kona iti, he said to me, you are my servant Israel, in whom I will display my splendor. Then go verse 6, he says, is it a small thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and to bring back those of Israel I have kept? I will also make you a light for Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Silbonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. Manje this verse esiqeda ukuyifunda isifundisa isinikeza i-understanding ukuthi indlela zikaNkulunkulu azifani nendlela zethu, nokwenza kukaNkulunkulu akufani nokwenza kwethu. Ngoba uma sibheka ezweni, sithola ukuthi ezweni ukuthi ukwazi ukuba umuntu ophakeme or ukuya kwindawo ephakeme ukuthi usuppresse omunye, ucindezele omunye ukuze wena ube umuntu ogreat, ene sithola ukuthi and ezweni instead ukuthi siserve sifuna abantu baserve. Manje senza konke ezweni ukuthi sibe kwi high rank and in ngokuthi manje sikwenze ngicindezela abanye abantu phansi. Manje uJesu Kristo la utshela abafundi bakhe uthi not so with you. Even today uJesu Kristo utshela thina singabafundi bakhe uthi not so with us, but it seems as if thina esikhathini samanje we could not grasp le nto uJesu ayisho ukuthi the way up is the way down. And at the same time, sithola ukuthi we are so much conformed to the standard sezwe ukuthi ukuya kuba umuntu ophakeme kufanele ukuthi uphakame. Manje uJesu Kristo ushilo what it is not so with us. Today our topic is about a born servant. In the Old Testament, uma benqobile ezimpini and uma benqobe ezimpini bebenento bathatha ama spoils. And at the same time, kusho ukuthi izinto abayithimbile kulowo mazwe awawunqobile. And at the same time, bebekwazi ukuthi banqobile bathathe the captives, abantu abathimbe abantu abathile abazoba ama-slaves abo. Kanti ngesinye isikhathi ama-slaves ayatholakala ngokuthi bahambe baye emakethe. Abantu abazofuna ukuba nama-slaves bahambe bayothengwa abantu emakethe. Manje njengoba sabona kanti nakuJosefa ukuthi uPotifa wahanjwa wayothengiselwa yena uJosefa emakethe. Manje sithola ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu was concerned ngabantu bakhe ukuthi noma ngabe labo bantu ama-slaves, kodwa there are laws uNkulunkulu azibeka esingeke sikhulume ngazo namhlanje. But what I would like to say, okunye kwakhona uNkulunkulu wayebatshela ukuthi uma ngabe islave sakho ukwenzekile ukuthi sikusebenzele saphuma ilihlo, kudingeka ukuthi leso slave sakho usikhulule and uma uqeda usinikeze nento ezomonza ukuthi akwazi ukuyiphilisa ukuqhubekela phambili. Another thing uNkulunkulu ayenza into yokuthi after 7 years those slaves must be set free. And mabe set free that, and again nge 7th year kwakungakhululwa only ma slave, even bona phakathi kwabo those is amaJuda ebekwenzakala ukuthi omunye ukolodo omunye bese lelo 7th year kwakudinge ukuthi uma ukweletwa kwakudinge ukuthi ukhansele isikweleti sakho. That was the called the year of jubilee le uJesu Christ okuluk chapter 4 athi I've come to proclaim the year of jubilee. Manje the year of jubilee was to relieve the slaves, the year of jubilee was to cancel the debt. Yiloko uJesu Christ akwenzile kithi to come and release us from the slaves of sin. Yiloko uJesu Christ akwenzile to come and pay the debt for us ngenxa yezono zethu esenzile. But manje bekwenzeka ukuthi kuloma slaves labo bekuba nabanye abathi mina no, I want to be adopted by this family, I want to continue to work for this family. And manje lokho the slave master would call a meeting abize i-public kube nama-witness aleyo muntu ukuthi uthi mina ngifuna ukuqhubeka ukuba nale family lena. And that thing bekwenzeka ukuthi lo muntu loyo acashulwe la endlebeni ukuthi manje amakhwe as a bond servant. Lo muntu ebebizwa ukuthi i-bond servant and bekwenzeka ukuthi as a bond servant leyo ebebe sometimes abe part of the family, abanye bebeze bashade khona lapho as part of the family, abanye njengo Eliezer siyakhumbula esike sikhulume ngayo who was a chief servant ka Abraham. U Abraham wagcina manje ethe uzompha ingcebo yakhe yonke athi uNkulunkulu no, ingcebo yakho akusiyona eka Eliezer wase Damascus kodwa wena uzozala indodana ekuyona ezoba nengcebo yakho. Although that time ibing kenzeki lento but into yama slave drive into yakudala kadala kudala. Manje lapha ku verse 10 esimfundile ku Marko u 10 uthi Jesu Christo lithi leli lizwi, even the Son of Man did not come to be served but to serve. Jesus Christ became our servant by choice, meaning that Jesus Christ became a bond servant. Ngoba he came to serve us by choice. Engaphoqelelwanga kodwa wazenza isebenzi sethu. Njengoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kuba Philippe chapter 2 lithi, though he was God, he did not equality with God as something to cling. Instead, he gave up his divine privilege. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in the obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of the highest honor and gave him the name that is above all name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and any tongue shall confess in heaven and in earth, and every tongue shall confess and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Manje, uma sibheka le ndaba, sithola ukuthi ke manje, uNkulunkulu akaqali phansi. I mean, uNkulunkulu uqala phansi. Ithuna yilona elingaqali phansi. Ithuna liqala phezulu. uNkulunkulu needs a foundation. Yiko lokhu nakusamzi. Chapter 11, 80, when the foundation is destroyed, what can a righteous man do? Ngani ngoba izinto zikaNkulunkulu ziqala phansi. Manje, who amongst us, as followers zikaJesu, ezingaba, sizenza namhlanje, ama-idols. Namhlanje asikwazi ukuseva abantu. Namhlanje kukhona abantu instead ukuthi baseve bona babizwa ngokuthi abo papa. Instead ukuthi baseve baseva abanye abantu baze bagcine bona bathi do not touch an anointed. Ngani ngoba babone bengaphezulu abaziboni ukuthi they've come to serve. Manje vele lolo lizwi lithi do not touch the anointed one, but sometimes sifuna ukuthi likwazi ukuthi lisebenzele ukuthi masikwazi ukucindezela abanye abantu sithi do not touch the anointed. Vele izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi do not touch the anointed, mari kuye dependa ukuthi ulisebenzisa lelo lizwi mawufuna ukwenzani. Manje uJesu washed izinyawo zabadisciple bakhe as a symbol yokubonisa ukuthi is a servant. And akuqali ngoJesu ukugeza izinyawo. U-Abraham wakwazi ukuthi makufika those visitors who were considered to be angels. Engabazi nokubazi ukuthi they were angels. He was able ukuthi aguqe phansi abagezi inyawo. And the towel uJesu Kristu ayifaka around his waist was a message to tell us ukuthi he has come to serve. Manje, let us see the importance of being a servant. Ngoba, if we can know the importance of being a servant, then we'll understand ubu servant ukuthi yinto ebalulekile. Uma sifunda incwadi lapha ka Genesis lapha ku chapter 25 wencwadi ka Genesis sibheke indaba yokubaluleka kwe 70 ukuthi 70 beyibaluleke kangakanani. U chapter 24 chapter 24 from verse 1 siyehle nayo sithola ukuthi la ku chapter 24 lithi leli lizwi: Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord has blessed him in every way. He said to his chief servant in his household, the one in charge of all things that he had, put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I'm living, but will go to the country and my own relative and get a wife for my son Isaac. The servant asked him, what if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country you came from? Verse 6, make sure that you do not take my son back there. We are born up even nangalo verse 6. Sibona i authority i anayo the servant ukuthi manje u Abraham uthuma isebenzi ukuthi kube yisona esiyomfunela umfazi indodana yakhe, and again kube yisona isebenzi sibuza ukuthi ngingamthatha indodana yakho ngiyise la uvela khona na. Manje lana siyabona bangcwele ukuthi manje lana i symbolize again ukuthi manje sisaqhubeka. Then the Lord, God of heaven, who brought me out of father's hold and my native land, and whom spoke to me and promised me an oath saying, to your offspring I will give this land, he will send his angel before you so that you can get a wife for my son from them. If the woman is unwilling to come back with you, then you will release, we are released from this oath of mine. Only do not take my son back to them. So the servant put his hand under the thighs of a master, Abraham, and saw an oath to him concerning the master. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camel and left, taking with him all kinds of good things from his master. He set out to Aram Naham and made his way to the town of Nao. He made camels kneel down near the well outside the town. It was towards evening, the time of women going out to draw water. Manje siyayazi indaba yakhona ukuthi iqhubeka ithini bangcwele. Ukuthi manje make fika lapho lithi zikaNkulunkulu kwaphuma amantombazana ngoba ayeza in the afternoon ezokha amanzi, and uthe mabeqhamuka lawo mantombazana kwaba khona le ntombazana ayicelayo ukuthi ngicelela amakamela amanzi, nami ngicelela amanzi. Lapho wakhuluma noNkulunkulu yena uEliyeza ngokwakhe ukuthi Nkosi, makube yisayini yokuthi lo muntu ozonikeza namakamela amanzi kube yisayini yokuthi yintombazana engizobuyela nayo iyothathwa u-Isaka. Manje siyathola ukuthi ngempela kweza yena uLeya ngokwakhe engamazi ukuthi wuye lo ekufanele ukuthi abe umakoti endodana ka-Abraham. Lithi wampha amanzi, sekemphila amanzi akagcinanga lapho, wapha namakamela amanzi. Manje siyathola ukuthi what was important ukuthi anikeze amakamela amanzi? It's because ikamela lona ngokwalo liphuza amanzi, liphinde liphuze amanzi akwazi ukuthi liwani liwa preserve. ngoba into yase iphila kwini iphila kwi desert iya waphuza amanzi ibe namanzi futhi awaphuzayo ukuthi a preserve so this girl engulayer kusho ukuthi wanikeza double amanzi kulamakamela kuleli kamela leli manje kuyilendlela ambona ngayo ukuthi this is the woman uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi athathwe yindodana ka-Abraham. Manje uma siyifunda lapha kuverse 22 engithi sibone ukubaluleka kwe 70 kuthi manje lithi when the camels came had finished drinking the men took out gold nose ring weighing a beaker and two gold bracelet weighing 10 shekels then he asked whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night? Manje siyabona ukuthi this servant yayingahambanga nje yodwa yayiphethe izinto njengoba manje sibona iphethe ama-gift okunikeza the wife yendodana uyazi kufana nokuthi u-Isaac ebesimbolize uJesu ngokwakhe then lesi sipho besisimbolize umoya engcwele ezogqokisa umakoti okuyibandla likaKristu manje sibona ukuthi this was important ukuthi manje kube yini 70 emgqokisayo manje that 70 siyabona ukuthi bangcwele asisho ukuthi siyafanisa ukuthi kufana nomoya engcwele osigqokisayo umoya engcwele osipha izipho and elithi izikaNkulunkulu umoya engcwele is our helper if umoya engcwele is our helper kusho ukuthi umuntu osisizayo siyambonga uNkulunkulu manje lana as we continue nayo lapha uma sifunda futhi kuMatthew chapter 13 siyathola ukuthi it was the 70 wakwazi ukubona ngoba sike sakhuluma ngesitha esitshala imbewu embi uma kulelwe but umuntu owaye a slave master could not see imbewu errong it was the 70 who was able to spot ukuthi manje khona into engahambi kahle manje siyabona ubu important be 70 ukuthi uba umuntu ovuleka amehlo obona izinto ezingabonwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu manje uma siqhubeka nayo sibheka nendaba kaSawuli ukuthi uSawuli uma kulahleke amadonki akaba bakhe lithi izikaNkulunkulu babakhe wamkhipha yofuna amadonki wamkhipha ehamba ne 70 yakubo and mabe hamba endleleni bofuna amadonki yi 70 eyazi ukuthi uSamuel ukhona yi 70 eyasuggest ukuthi masihambe siye kuSamuel kumprophet okhona in the area maybe uzositshela ukuthi amadonki akuphi manje we see ukuthi uNkulunkulu use the 70 to lead inkosi yokuqala ukuthi ikwazi ukuyogcotshwa manje ukuthi kubaluleke kangakanani ngoba i 70 was knowledgeable more than the sun eyayikhona engusaul usaul wayingazi ukuthi what is taking place around but the 70 was knowledgeable to know ukuthi usamuel ukhona and he was able ukuthi alidele usamuel ekwinto uNkulunkulu wayehlosile manje siyabona ubu important be 70 ukuthi yini manje sibheke even naku prodigal son uma i prodigal sani seyibuya la ibuya khona lithi ithi mayibuya ithi lithi leli lizwi kuverse 17 na kuverse 19 when he came to his senses he said how many of my father's hired servant have found to spare and there I am starving kuverse 19 athi I'm no longer worthy to be called your son make me like your little hired servant manje abantu abashayekile abashayela phezulu abantu abathanda ukufuna umgangatho phezulu bangafuni ukuba ama 70 abazi ukuthi phango uNkulunkulu bafana nomuntu odle ingulubeni ngoba lo mntodo kwakuyindodana eyayiphethe konke eyasaphaza konke yathi mayiqeda yabona ukuthi yonke lento bengiyifuna ubaba wami esaphila ayingenzelanga lutho ibe wasted away yonke and at the same time abantu abacabanga akusu brother wakhe but abantu abacabanga yisebenza kubo ukuthi manje mangibuyela ekhaya angengisabuyela njengendodana ngiyobuyela njengesisebenzi ukuthi baba ngonile ngenze omunye wayisebenzi zakho manje manje siyabona lana ukubaluleka kokuba yibon 70 ukuthi kubalulekile njengezwe silifunda ukuthi uJesu he made himself a bond servant and izwi likaNkulunkulu lesitshela ukuthi nathi kudingeka ukuthi sibe nalo attitude uJesu Kristo ayenza ukuthi manje he became a servant njengoba silifunda izwi sesivala bangcwele lapha yana ku Matthew 25 ku verse 19 to 25 lapho sibona indaba ukuthi ukubaluleka kwe 70 yini manje namhlanje I think from today sizokwazi noma ngabe besiyenza kuqala ukukhumbuzana ukuthi manje ukubaluleka kwe 70 kuyini ngoba sometimes siyayisambe sihambe silibale uma sifunda ku Matthew 25 ku verse 19 to 25 sesivala ngalo lena lelo lisi lithi leli lizwi from verse 19 to 25 and after a long time the master of the servants returned and settled accounts with them the man who had received the 5 talents brought another 5 master he said you entrusted me with 5 talents see I have gained 5 more his master replied well done good and faithful servant you have been faithful with a few things I will put on charge of you many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then with the 2 talents also came. Master said, you entrusted me with 2 talents. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been both faithful with few things. I will put in charge of you of many things come and share with your master's happiness manje siyabona ukuthi kwenzakalani i parable uJesu Kristu ayenza alithi well done good and faithful pastor alithi well done good and faithful apostle alithi well done good and faithful bishop but alithi welcome good and faithful servant ukuthi uNkulunkulu sesiyilabo bantu uNkulunkulu asenze bona Uma uJesu Kristu ekhuphukela ezulwini epha izinto ebantu iziphe ebantwini kodwa manje kufanele ukuthi singakhohlwa ukuthi lithi izikaNkuluNkulu we need to have an attitude uJesu wayenayo ethenguNkuluNkulu waba umuntu esengumuntu wehlele enzansi waba yisebenzi enuNkuluNkulu wakwazi ukumphakamisela phezulu njengoba nalapha siyafunda ukuthi makathi welcome you faithful servant wathi come and share your happiness with me uNkulunkulu sibizela ukuba sibe yisebenzi ukuze sikwazi ukushare kuhappiness yakhe may God richly bless you this is Apostle Gwen in Jesus name amen
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.